Okay, good afternoon. Welcome to the 508. Standing in front of me is?
Reed Finfrock, the Flamingo.
And your totem is Flamingo?
Correct.
And first time, you a veteran?
No, this will be my ninth start.
Ninth start?
I've finished six.
Wow, that's pretty good. So what are you looking forward to this year?
Finishing.
Finishing?
Yep.
Okay, do you have any favorite hills?
Nope. Don't. I hate them all.
You hate them all, huh? Okay. And so I guess the question of the day has been, what are you eating, hot dogs or Ensure?
Neither. I have a liquid diet mainly of Cytomax and MLO, which is a bodybuilder protein, high protein diet. And if I want something solid, I'll have a cheese sandwich or a peanut butter and honey or something like that.
Well, that sounds good.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you
no
for your time.
No hot dogs.
No hot dogs today, huh?
Right. Or tomorrow or Sunday.
Oh, no. Well, that's good. It's probably better that way.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
We have a solo recumbent rookie here, a bit of an unusual sort of thing to turn up. Say something about, well, first of all, tell us what your totem is, and then say something about recumbent riding over 508 miles.
Sure. My totem is Flicker, and it is a very unusual thing. I think I'm the eighth recumbent rider to enter the Furnace Creek 508. I've ridden recumbents over very long distances, and I find that it works very well for me. I don't feel like I get so beat up by my bike as I do on my uprights. I mean, that's just my own personal experience, but I find that that it really helps me stay fresh on those, you know, triple-digit mileages, especially as those triple digits get kind of big.
It sounds like you have some experience of long-distance riding already, though.
That's right. Yeah, I think the chief component of my training for the Furnace Creek 508 was riding a Brevet series in Washington and Oregon, 200, 300, 400, and 600K rides in succession. And I think, you know, I'm really glad I've got that 600K under my belt. That's, you know, close on 400 miles. And, you know, I figure that when I've done that 400 miles, then just having 100 miles to go is just, you know, piece of cake, right?
Sure. I've heard people say before, you know, anything over 100 miles, just the same. You just keep on pedaling. Are you ready, do you think, with regards to equipment? Are you used to riding a recumbent, or is this sort of a new thing for you?
Well, I've been riding a recumbent for 6 years, and I think my equipment's very good. I'm riding a Bachetta Aero, which is a titanium bike, and I have an aluminum version of the same bike as my backup bike. I found it to be a very good platform. I found that I'm very well conditioned for getting a lot of power output on it. So, you know, I'm not really afraid of the hills. I think the thing I'm most afraid of is the sleep deprivation, because that really was the killer for me on the really long rides that I've done.
Yeah, I agree. I just want to get some sort of perspective here on the ultra distance scene is pretty small, pretty strange in its own right, and the recumbent scene is pretty small and pretty strange in its own right. How do you feel about blending these two strange and obscure scenes?
Well, I think it's an underrated combination, actually. Like I said, I really feel like the platform keeps me fresh over the long haul. Saddle sores are a non-issue for me. You know, pain in the wrists and shoulder, again, a non-issue for me. I think that it might be something that some ultra distance riders might, you know, think is an interesting thing to look into. That's just my own personal feeling. I mean, I would encourage people to give it a try. You know, it's not for everyone, but you know, it's certainly worth a try.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, and hope the race goes well, and see you on the finish line.
Thank you very much.
So we got a flying pig here. Flying pig, are you gonna fly the course?
I would like to. I can't say I can guarantee it.
What's have you got a time estimate? Have you done this before, or is this first time?
First time, and it is going to be one of my longest events ever.
Have you got any sort of idea how long you'll take?
I would like to do 40 hours or under.
Yeah, good estimate, especially the beginning. Do you know the course? Have you driven it ever?
I've looked at the website pretty extensively, and I looked at the Google Earth file that they sent around, and I feel like I know it pretty well for not having actually been on it.
Are you a flat sort of guy? Are you a climbing sort of guy?
I kind of consider myself a climber, not a flat road kind of guy. So.
So you're stoked about Tans Pass?
Yeah, I kind of like hills. I like the climbs. They're around here, they're longer than what I'm used to at home, but they're not as steep either. Of course, they're shorter and steeper at home. A lot higher percentage grade.
Sure. So, well, seems like you're prepared as much as you can be. Any last comments?
No, I think I've done just about everything I can to prepare for it. Hopefully, I'll find out if it's worked out or not the next couple of days. That's about the best I can hope for.
It's the best anyone can hope for. Well, best of luck, and hope to see you at the finish line.
All right, thanks. I hope to be there.
We've got Team Fruit Bat with us here. I've read about you guys. You have some sort of special dietary requirements, I believe. Can you say something about your diet and what's going on that?
Yeah, we're all vegan. It's an all-vegan team. There's actually two teams here that are all vegans as well.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. Are you stoked about that?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
So are you going to be concentrating on the vegan burrito sort of aspect of things, or are you going to look more towards sustained energy and more liquid sorts of diets?
I myself am a raw fooder, so I have dates and bananas and celery and things like that to sustain me.
Anyone else?
Basically the same thing, just fruit and some bars and things and just food.
Okay.
But no animals.
no animals. Team Fruit Bat, an appropriate name. So which one of you has got Tans Pass?
Which part is that?
Is that the third stage?
No. Tans Pass, third stage. This guy doesn't seem to realize the impact of this. Do you know anything about Tans Pass?
I understand it's a long climb. but I just did the Mount Diablo Hill climb last weekend, and it's roughly the same. So in terms of elevation, in terms of distance. So
awesome. Yeah, that sounds like you are prepared. So are you guys experienced with this, with the sort of the longer distance cycling, or is this new to you?
I think we've all done this kind of distance, never like, through the night or anything like that. But, I think we're all capable of riding, a stage of 70 to 100 miles and back to back. So I don't think that's too much of a problem.
Do you have a target time as a team?
No, this is the first time we've ever done this or anything like it. So I think we're just coming into it just without too many expectations, just kind of going out and doing it.
Cool. Any last comments you want to make about organic athletes or anything?
No, we're just excited to be here and, glad to be kind of representing a cause as we do it.
Awesome. Well, guys, sounds like you're all prepared and psyched. Hope to see you at the finish line in a fewer hours than you might expect. All right, guys, you're a two-person relay team, I believe. What's your totem and who are you guys?
We are named Gallus, and we are from Denmark, both of us.
So as far as I remember my geography, Denmark's pretty flat. How are you guys looking forward to the hills and the race?
We're looking forward for the hills, and we are looking forward for the climbs, definitely.
Have you been training on hills anywhere, or been just around Denmark, or what?
We had some training camps over here in the summertime, and then we did a lot of spin classes in Denmark because we don't have the hills.
Pretty intensive spin classes, I believe. I've never taken them, but I've had serious cyclist friends say they're absolutely exhausting. Sounds like you guys are prepared, but I was wondering, what are you going to be eating on the course?
Mainly when we're sitting on the bikes, we're only going to drink energy drinks. And just make sure that we get enough nutrition and electrolytes. And when we sit in the car, when we swap races, we will maybe get a little treat in there. But mainly, we're just going to drink.
Cool. Wow. Sounds like it's all under control. So wish you guys luck and see you on the road.